This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Last week, Federal Communications Commission Chairman Tom Wheeler was speaking at Ohio State University, and net neutrality happened to come up. Shocker, I know. Chairman Wheeler said his new open internet rules will survive the growing number of legal challenges targeting them. The FCC is using the new rules to force more regulatory oversight on internet companies to make sure all kinds of content is delivered equally from the internet to the user. We wanted to check in on all of this with help from Washington Post technology reporter Brian Fung. Hi, Brian.
Hi there.
Tell me about some of the challenges to the FCC's rules that we're already seeing.
So in the past couple weeks, we've seen two lawsuits filed against the FCC's rules in an attempt to overturn them. One comes from a trade group called U.S. Telecom, and they represent some of the nation's largest ISPs. And the other one comes from a small internet provider based in Texas. And what they're arguing is that the FCC's rules apply these onerous restrictions on them that should be waived, basically.
And I know this has to do, obviously, with Title II and also the definition of what a common carrier is and whether or not some of these internet service providers are actually common carriers throughout the entire chain of this internet transference.
Right. So really, this is the first opportunity by internet providers to challenge the FCC's rules, and they're taking it.
What does this mean for the FCC actually acting on this regulatory plan that they have?
So the FCC's rules will go into effect about 2 months after they're published in the Federal Register. But already the FCC is working to respond to the lawsuits and said that they were going to basically move to have the cases thrown out, you know, when the cases are actually heard in a particular court.
What happens next in Congress, for instance?
Well, one of the things that's happening is a big push to try and get bipartisan legislation on the table that would basically repeal the FCC's new regulations and replace it with something that is written by Congress and enshrine some of the same principles into law, but without the FCC's involvement.
And also, we should note that the president has already signaled his strong support for Title II and the extreme likelihood that he's going to veto a bill like this that gets put in front of him.
That's right. And that's why getting Democratic support for a bill is going to be so important.
Brian Fung is technology reporter at The Washington Post. Brian, thank you very much.
My pleasure.